Look, there's a photo going up on the website very shortly, and I just have to caution everyone. We've had a horse, a fiberglass one I should mention, in an office not far from our lift well here at Macquarie Media for the last week, and it's celebrating our partnership with Racing New South Wales and the Everest. It's a lovely fiberglass horse, bay in colour, with an Everest saddle cloth and a saddle, a bridle and everything else. And, you know, as a kid I was deprived of a rocking horse. I always wanted a rocking horse, but I couldn't get one. So I got there this morning at 6 o'clock and threw the leg over and mounted the steed, got some photos taken. I had to lengthen the stirrups because I was riding pretty short, and I found that my hip was reacting to the short stirrup, so I lengthened the irons, and then there's a pose of me waving the whip in the air. I sought advice from Corey Brown, the great jockey who at the moment is just off the scene with injury, and he said that I better be careful because Mark Van Gestel, the chairman of stewards, may fine me for excessive use of the whip celebrating my win before the line. It's a hefty fine. Anyway, I offer an apology because I didn't see this. I got to work this morning at about 4:30. I mounted the steed at about 6 a.m. and then it was brought to my attention that a letter had come from our executive office via Luke Davis on Friday after I'd left. I didn't see this, otherwise I would never have done what I've done. It says, we have a visitor level one. A magnificent creature comes to us courtesy of Racing New South Wales, loyal advertisers and supporters of Macquarie Media. They'll be with us throughout the spring carnival. This particular steed highlights this year with the Everest on Saturday, October 19, the Golden Eagle Saturday, 2nd of November. So, hey, don't have a long face. He's a very creative bloke. I can't understand why he hasn't got his own radio show. Oh, that's right, he did have one. Hoof it over to the horse in the coming week. Grab yourself a photo for inclusion in future editions. But rein it in. Don't ride the horse. It's not stable. Well, like I say, I didn't see that directive from management, so I did ride the horse this morning, and I've been suitably castigated by Rachel from Human Resources. Apparently, I broke a number of workplace and safety rules. I wasn't helmeted. I used a ladder from the engineering department to climb up the horse. No one held the ladder nor held the horse. I did it all on my lonesome, so I've broken some sort of rule. The photo, by the way, is on the website right now of me in action on the Bay Gelding. It's a gelding, by the way, Bay Gelding from Racing New South Wales in preparation for the Everest on Saturday, yes.